Mid-yawn.
You're mid-yawn. Well, welcome to the Kaio Cast. This is a Dragon Ball Z podcast and YouTube kind of
thing
we're doing here. And our first thing today we're going to be doing is the top 10 DBZ moments. And we had a lot of struggles between which our favorite was.
In a very Dragon Ball Z related fashion.
Yeah, we're both big fans of the series. So Jeff wanted a certain one at number one, and I was like, no, we can't do that one.
We're too cool to follow mainstream.
I think you'll probably guess which one that is. It's pretty obvious, but I think you guys will be pretty pleased with the list.
And this is Dragon Ball Z, not Dragon Ball, even if they are technically the same series in Japan.
Yeah. We also have not included the movies or anything from Super, so this is just Dragon Ball Z.
So Bardock's not on the list.
Yeah, sorry guys. And neither is Broly, so... So let's just jump into it and start with our number 10.
Yeah.
So Jeff, this is you.
All right. Number 10 is Goku arrives on Namek. I specifically wanted this one on the list because everyone's getting their ass kicked. And then Goku just shows up and just wipes the floor with the Ginyu Force. Everyone's like, you know, they're like, oh, I hope he can do it. Knocks Rakum out with a single hit. Burner and Jace gang up on him and he's like, oh, what is this? This is nothing. And then Ginyu shows up and he kicks the crap out of him too.
I think it was really cool to see like how Vegeta was kind of like, he changed allegiances halfway through. And then he was just like, okay, I need to, you know, team up with Krillin and Gohan to survive. Otherwise, I have no chance,
it
right?
It was also the moment that made Goku his rival.
Made him his rival. Oh.
Vegeta. Because was like, you know, whatever. And then Goku shows up.
Yeah, that's right.
So far.
And then he has that whole speech about how he thinks he's going to be like the Super Saiyan and stuff. Yeah. That was a great moment, yeah. And, but no, it was great because you think Vegeta's like, at that point, Vegeta's still pretty strong. He's like, he's pretty much a Goku. You expect him to be either as strong as Goku or stronger still. And you're like, wow, this is really cool. And then, when he fights Rakum, you're like, okay, he could probably beat Rakum. You think he could take down pretty much all of them except for Ginyu at that point, right?
What happened before that?
But when you watch it for the first time, who did you think he could fight up to? Like, I thought he could probably fight up until Birder.
Well, he can. He kills Jace after.
But isn't the power level, it's like...
Jace and Birder are the same.
Jace and Birder are the same power?
I'm pretty sure they're the same power level.
Okay, but Rakum, is he's weaker than Jace and Birder, right?
He's stronger.
He's stronger?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it was just... Okay. So it was kind of like a... he went... Yeah, because they did like the... You know, I get to go first and yeah.
Yeah, and then Goku just killed him in one punch.
So yeah, he pretty much could have gotten through, you know, 3 out of the 5 Ginyu Force members.
Yeah.
Well,
he took out Goldo.
Yeah,
right.
Easily.
Anyway, on to the next one.
On to the next one. So next one is one that a lot of us kind of... are iffy about, but I still think it was a pretty cool moment.
A lot
moment.
Of us, all too.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the fans, too. This was my choice. This was Vegeta turns Majin. I really like this moment because it was really cool. It was one of the best moments, I think, of the Buu saga because it just showed
there's
how...
There's not many there.
Yeah, that's true. There's not many. It just showed how Vegeta really... He... At the beginning, you're like, oh, he's taken over by Babidi. Oh, you know, it's so obvious. And then later on, you realize that he used that power to beat Goku because he was watching Goku, you know, fight like Yakon and all these guys. And he was like, he's just so much stronger.
He saw a glimpse of Goku going Super Saiyan 3 against Yakon. Because that's how Goku beat
he
Yakon. Boom! He turned Super Saiyan 3 for like a split second and he blew up Yakon. And then when Vegeta was
I never even noticed that.
Do this.
Oh, wow. I never even noticed that.
I don't think it shows it, but Goku or Vegeta says it afterwards.
And also, one of the main reasons I liked Majin Vegeta was... I think they did a really cool Akira Toriyama did a really cool decision to basically keep Vegeta always in like Super Saiyan's 2 state. You'll see that eventually in Super as well. Vegeta Super Saiyan 2 is arguably stronger than Super Saiyan 3 Goku. Because he actually was able to fight Beerus.
My Bulma is the only part. It's the only time.
True, but I mean, you know, but it just shows that Vegeta and his rage really can
can
really change the battle, you know what I mean? So that's why that one is number 9. So the next one we got here is...
Super Buu's Human Extinction Attack. I loved it just because... Well, one thing you don't expect it. Like, I mean, the world has always been in danger. Even with Cell, how he was killing people, it was nothing like this. Super Buu just shows up, looks all the Z-Fighters on Kami's lookout in the eye, walks over and just kills the entire human race.
Yeah.
Except for Hercule.
Yeah, and like I don't understand why all the guys on Kami's lookout were safe. Because he was just kind of like, look what I can do. Like, it was pretty much like, you need to stay here to witness what I can do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look how cool I am.
Yeah. And not only that, but we had not seen anything up to that point. So evil and just like, wow, right?
And the look on his face, at the beginning, it was just like, I don't care. And then it was just like...
He loved it. Like, we just watched the clip before we saw this. It was just so funny.
Yeah. No, it was...
Such an asshole. It's great.
Supergirl was a great character.
He was.
It's too bad that... Fat Boo was terrible. Kid Boo was...
Kid Boo was okay.
I mean, I don't know.
But Super Boo, I mean, after he absorbed Piccolo when he started talking, it was really good.
All right, so next one we got is Vegeta killed by Frieza on Namek. So what I mean by this is when Goku shows up to the fight and Frieza's, like, beating the crap out of Vegeta.
Because Vegeta talks shit, and he's like, oh, I'm going to beat you, Frieza.
Yeah, exactly.
Frieza's like, no, you're not.
This is after Dende basically had to heal Vegeta, after Vegeta was, like, pretty much, Krillin blasts him. And he's like, I need you to heal me so I can get my Zenkai boost. And then, yeah, basically, he expected to be able to beat the shit out of Frieza. That didn't work out too well, apparently, in Vegeta's favor.
Never does.
So, yeah, he ends up eating some sand and stuff like that, so, you know. Yeah, and then Goku shows up,
and then he cries his little heart out.
Yeah, and then he's just like, you know, they did this to my people, to our people, you know. I thought it was a really cool moment, because up until that moment, you don't really know anything about Vegeta. This was the first moment you actually can tell, you're like, okay.
It was good character development. It was. I really liked it.
You're like, okay, this character is more than just, you know...
A bad guy.
Yeah, or he just, you know, tagged along. He's really there for, you know, the whole series.
You get this sort of connection between Goku and Vegeta as well.
It's such a great rivalry. Before, yeah. Oh, man, so great. All right, the next one we got here is... I believe it's me again, actually.
Yes.
So this one was the highly contested one with Jeff, because he does not like this character at all.
I hate him.
So...
Oh, man.
I'm not a huge fan of him either, but when he first showed up for the first time, and I was like, I don't know, like 11 or 12 years old, I thought this was amazing. Right. It's the introduction when Trunks basically goes Super Saiyan for the first time in front of Mecha Frieza. But in general, it's that whole fight.
I'm like the only Dragon Ball Z fan who hates Trunks. I don't like Trunks. I found him whiny. He was just a heel biter to Vegeta. Aside from when he stopped, you know, second
but form he cell. He was like another thing for Vegeta to kind of achieve. You know what I mean? Remember that dream that he had? He was like, Goku and Trunks. He was like, oh, I got to achieve this level of, you know, of power and stuff. So I thought that was a pretty cool moment, seeing Frieza come back for one of the, you know, one of the biggest moments in the manga and the show. But wouldn't be the last time Frieza came back. But it was really cool, and especially the King Cold moment was really interesting as well.
What a pointless character.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because they're like, was King Cold really in the second stage?
Was he stronger than Frieza? It didn't matter.
He was in second stage, and like, okay. So, but yeah, it was pretty cool. So, yeah, that was number six. Number five.
Number five is the first episode of Dragon Ball Z I ever saw. It was Cell's introduction. When he shows up just eating people, and then he meets Piccolo, and Piccolo's like, ah, what is this? And Cell's like, ah, I'm so evil. Oh, I'd never seen anything about the show before, aside from my friend who had a poster of all the Dragon Ball characters, and I was like, all six of them look like Goku. What is this? but
it's pretty much it.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know. It was just, I remember getting goosebumps when I watched it, just because of Cell's voice. The Bruce Faulkner's music is so good.
Oh yeah, I remember that music when he came in.
Oh yeah.
And we had the ocean dub. We're from Canada. We had the ocean dub here, and the way Cell spoke was just it was chilling.
Funimation emulated it, but they didn't get it completely.
Oh, okay.
Same way Frieza. Like ocean dubs Frieza was crazy.
No, Cell's first introduction was pretty cool. Yeah. I was actually, as a child, I was very afraid of Frieza, to be honest. It was because he had this weird voice. Like
that,
you didn't
the ocean dub.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen the ocean dub, take a look. The Frieza from the ocean dub is terrifying. And you're like, I used to think Frieza was a woman. Everybody did. They're like, is Frieza a woman? You know? So and Cell had a lot of that kind of terror look. He kind of had the same design as Frieza in a way.
Ocean Dub was really good at making the villains scary.
Yeah, they were. They really were. All right, so the next one we got here is, this is a big one. So
This was not contended. We both wanted
this. Yeah, we like this one here. So this was pretty much the moment when everybody figured that Vegeta was, you know, on their side. So this is when Vegeta sacrificed himself to blow up Fat Boo.
The only good part that came from Maj Vegeta.
Yeah.
The end of his character arc.
Well, this was great, too, when he's just like, you know, Trunks, take care of your mom and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that's great.
And I love how we saved Goten, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Well, because at that time, I was watching the Kai. It was in Japanese. And he goes, because on his way there to fight Boo, he's like, I'm sorry, Kakarot. I don't feel Gohan's energy anymore. I think he's dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, because he was the one who basically, yeah, you know, stopped
Goku's him. Goku's like, we have to go stop him. Yeah. He's like, no, fight me.
Yeah. And now he had to basically redeem himself. So yeah. This was a great moment. It was a really, really good moment. It really was. It was. And that little like portrait side view, what you see him when he does
with the lights on him, and it just stops.
I was like, that's so great. So the next one here is also an uncontested one for number three. It's a pretty famous one.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest things that started the whole series. It's the Goku-Vegeta beam struggle when they were fighting when Vegeta first got to Earth. You know, where you got Goku and he's got Kaioken shooting up his blue beam. Vegeta's got Gallic Gun. He's got the purple going on. Oh, so sick. And it's the first beam struggle out of many.
Yeah. And actually, it's also one of the main reasons I would say, well, when we came up with our name for our channel or our podcast here, we were thinking about the Kaioken, and we were like, that'd be pretty good. But no, the contrast of colors was really cool, and how they were just like, that you could tell it was giving like everything, like, ah!
Yeah. And never seen a Kamehameha that powerful up to that point.
What did he go? Kaioken times
three.
Three. Yeah, okay. So that was pretty cool. But man, Vegeta wouldn't die.
Pretty insane.
So, yeah, so this is the big one. This is number two. So, if you haven't guessed by now,
everyone's going to be so angry.
Yeah, so
and it sucks because this gives away number one as well.
Oh, of course. So, number two is, I'll give it to you, Jeff.
All right, Goku goes Super Saiyan.
Yep.
You mean Krillin.
The main reason we chose this as number two was... Number one, it's too obvious at
number one. Number one is everyone else's number two.
Yeah, it's too obvious at number one. That's the main reason.
Yeah.
But I...
Number two had a bit more emotion, though. Number one, sorry. Okay, so this one, it's an iconic what happens. You know, Goku's best friend is killed in front of his... Like, right in front of his eyes, blown to pieces. Because Frieza, you know, didn't die to the spear bomb. And Frieza's just this cool, evil guy. He's like, I blew up your best friend. And Goku can't take this shit anymore.
Yeah, he's just like, Frieza's killing people, you know, left and right.
He killed Piccolo. Well, he didn't kill. He tried.
Yeah, but he zapped him because he was gonna shoot Goku, I think, when he was getting him or something. Right? When he pulled him out of the water.
No, he went to shoot Gohan, I think it was.
Oh, or maybe,
and
yeah.
And Piccolo jumped in front of it.
Yeah, for the second time. That's all Piccolo's good for, apparently, even in Super. And
Gohan's good for nothing in Super.
So, yeah, and then you see that, and you could just tell he's just like, what's next? You know, Krillin's gone, Piccolo's, you know, pretty much almost dead. Gohan's the only one left.
Yeah.
So he's just like...
So he goes Super Saiyan.
He goes, yeah, and it's a great moment.
I love how he goes to shoot Gohan as he's leaving, like...
Yeah.
And Goku just grabs his hand, and he's like, yeah, no.
That's a great moment.
And just the rage and the buildup and the stupid Funimation speech, like...
Oh, man, it's so good. And it's so iconic. I mean, yeah. this is a number one, but...
Dragon Ball Z.
Number one, this is number one, and so is the next one here. But our true number one, if we were going in list view, the only person to ever be able to surpass Goku at this point was Gohan.
Yeah.
So we decided that Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2 for the first time against Cell was...
Which we also just recently watched the clip.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty awesome.
A little drawn out.
Yeah.
But it was really cool when Hercule throws over... You know, Hercule's only purpose...
Yeah.
When he throws over Android 16's head.
And Android 16's only purpose.
Yeah. And the speech was great. I mean, and you know that whole, like, you know, he's telling, you know, let go of your rage and, you know,
and then
don't
when,
be afraid.
You know, he crushes the head, Gohan starts powering up, Cell gives him this look.
Yeah,
like,
that looks great.
He's
I love
like,
that look.
Oh, shit.
It's the same look that Frieza gave Goku.
Yeah.
Did you notice? It's the same look. Yeah, yeah. And that was great.
And the Cell Juniors keep beating people up. He's like, I ain't having this. Super Saiyan 2.
Yep.
And then he just takes them all out. Just cuts all their heads off, cuts them in half.
There was a lot of moments we were actually thinking about putting for Gohan. We're just like, just this moment for Gohan. Oh, the moment he beats the Cell Juniors. Oh, the moment when, you know, Cell comes back and he fights his father's son.
Super Saiyan 2 Gohan to the end of the Cell Saga. There
I think,
you go.
I think the thing is with Super Saiyan 2 Gohan is he had the most memorable parts. And he really...
Also, his rage was hyped up for, like, the entire
And he was seasons. The series was technically supposed to end at Frieza, but they were like, okay, we'll go one more.
That's unconfirmed.
Okay.
But it was true that Gohan was supposed to take Goku's place.
He was. And Gohan at this point was the strongest character in the show, uncontested. And I think they did the Cell Saga was great. I mean, you can say what you will, it should have ended at Frieza, but Cell Saga was great, and
the Cell Saga was great. The Android Saga was...
What do we have on here for... But so yeah, that's our number one, and I think you guys can agree with it. If not, I mean...
Well, I mean, you guys agree with one or two. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was really just come down to our opinion. But yeah, like, how many things on here do we have for the Buu Saga? We have, like...
the Extinction Attack?
Three. We have Majin? Three. Okay, we have quite a few, actually.
Wait, which ones?
Extinction, we have the Extinction, Majin, and then we have the Sacrifice. So we have three. I mean, it's pretty much like three for almost everything... The beginning of the series doesn't have that many, to be honest, for us. But
yeah, that's true.
So we got a couple honorable mentions here. So, Jeff, you want to take it away?
All right, Cell's return after Goku, you know, brings him to King Kai's and he blows up and he comes back.
Yeah.
It didn't make the list because, one, it's sort of expected. You don't expect the villain to go out that way. Second of all, why didn't he just blow himself up a couple times more and come back stronger?
Yeah.
And then he killed Trunks, and you're like, wow.
That was cool when he came back.
I like how he didn't know who he killed. He just comes back, just go power level, shoot it.
Yeah, exactly. The next one we have is a really good one. One of my favorites, and it's really influential.
I want a poster of it.
Yeah, it's really influential for creators like Tite Kubo, who had, what was it, Ilukuera and Yami show up.
I don't remember.
So this one's Vegeta and Nappa arrive on Earth, because they're really hyped up, and you know, they're like, what is it, 1 year's time, we're going to show up and get the Dragon Ball.
Which I guess they redid with the androids, but...
Yeah, so anyway, that was really cool.
Yeah, you know, because Raditz was super tough at the time. Which it's funny in hindsight, but
speaking of Raditz, that's our next one.
Yeah.
So Piccolo kills both Raditz and Goku.
It was more surprising he killed Goku.
Yeah, that's true. Which he could have just moved out of the way.
Which, I mean, which nowadays it's nothing special. It's like, oh, Goku just, you know, he goes to King Kai's all the time. Doesn't matter. But
yeah, it's pretty much, he's got like a vacation home there.
But the main character dying, like, at that point was crazy.
Yeah, It's almost like a Gurren Lagann thing.
Yeah,
almost. For those of you that don't know.
Although there are no Dragon Balls in there.
So we have two more here. We got Goku defeats Kid Buu. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Spirit Bomb worked for once.
Yeah, I think it's like the first time ever almost next to like... He didn't even kill Vegeta with it.
No, he didn't kill Vegeta with it. He didn't kill Frieza with it.
Nope. Like, I haven't seen Dragon Ball Evolution, but I hope... maybe it happened in there, but... So yeah, that was a pretty big one. He was like, oh, I'll see you, you know, I hope you can come back as a better character. And yeah, you came back as who? There you go.
And then Super happened.
Yeah, and then I think a really good moment that we were pretty close to putting on here was Super Saiyan 3 Goku.
Yeah, it was cool, but at the same time, you're like, 3, really?
Yeah. Super Saiyan 3 was pretty cool, but...
I don't like that he lost his eyebrows. I think he looks dumb.
I'm just glad they didn't go, like, Super Saiyan 4 in the actual series. I'm like, okay, you need to stop. This is... So
instead they went Blooper Saiyan 4, 2, whatever.
Yep. Well, I wonder, do you think they're going to do Super Saiyan 3 God?
I do.
Well, let's hear what you guys have to say about that. Do you think they're going to do Super Saiyan 3 God? Do you think they're going to do Super Saiyan 2 God Goku? I'm hoping not. I'm hoping they...
do something new.
Yeah. I mean, that's a theory for another day, though, so...
No, after Golden Frieza, the next tournament thing, whatever they're doing, I heard it's a tournament, Super Saiyan 3 God, I call it.
Super Saiyan God what?
Super Saiyan 3 God.
You think he's going to go in Super Saiyan God in the tournament?
Really? Next season, he's going to go Super Saiyan 3 God.
But he hasn't even... And Vegeta, he hasn't even gone Super Saiyan God 2.
I think they are in 2.
No, because the first stage was just Red Hair Goku. It's base Goku with like God Ki infused. Now he's Super Saiyan. They're just Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
What I don't understand...
Or Super Saiyan Blue.
Is if it's just Super Saiyan as gods, why can't he already go 3?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just doesn't know how to conserve the energy. We'll go into that
anyway,
another day.
Whatever.
So we went a little longer on this one, we thought. So thanks for listening or watching. And if you guys liked it, if you have the ability to do so, if this is on YouTube, please leave us a comment. And
yeah, it's always good to discuss Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, we love it.
Best show ever.
If you got any suggestions for the next, you know, top 10 or something like that, let us know. And if you guys want, I think we're going to be putting this on iTunes if we can figure out how to do it. I've never done it, so... There you go. It's our first podcast. If you like it, please download it and let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See ya.